When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I genuinely think the best moment in all of pro wrestling could be the return pop. Nothing gets your goosebumps going like hearing the music of a forgotten hero before everyone in the crowd goes nuts. It's something only wrestling can pull off, and when it all comes together, it can be perfect. Gives me chills just thinking about it. However, what happens when it goes wrong or the intended effect is missed by a mile? Well, you get the opposite of all this. Namely, you want to run and hide in the corner because it's embarrassing for everyone involved. The drunk aunt at a wedding. I'm Simon from What Culture. This is the 10 weakest WWE return pops ever. Number 10, Layla. Nikki Bella had been WWE Divas Champion for just 6 days prior to Extreme Rules 2012 after beating Beth Phoenix, but was left wanting when a kayfabed injury pulled the Glamazon out of a rematch. This meant Nikki's opponent was gonna be a mystery. So, when a familiar theme song hit and out came Layla, who just missed a full year of action after suffering a double ligament tear, you would have expected some kind of reaction. But no, Layla did defeat Nikki on this night and held the Divas title for 140 days, and fortunately did recover some of her lost popularity along the way. But still, this wasn't the best. Number 9, Carlito. You do need to have some proper time between breaks if you want that nostalgia pop. So it wasn't that much of a surprise when Carlito returned in November 2009 after only being away for 2 months and no one cared. It simply wasn't long enough to make it seem like he hadn't just been hanging around backstage. Going down when John Cena was champ and feuding with Sheamus, Cena called out the Irishman but got the apple-spitting warrior instead. Weirdly, the crowd still didn't get into it even though he spat fruit all over Cena, who did respond by giving him an AA and pinning him clean. Then in May, Carlito was released. I wonder if it was because of the sheer silence that he received here. Number 8, Paul Orndorff. Hulk Hogan's feud with Paul Orndorff is widely regarded as one of the most successful of his first WWE run. Mr. Wonderful was one of the era's highest drawing wrestlers, and while his name is rarely mentioned on WWE TV these days, his narcissistic gimmick made him a perfect foil for Hogan's face persona. Orndorff was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2005, but at that time, he'd barely been featured in the company at all, even decades. Paul was featured as one of many legends brought in to celebrate Hogan's birthday on an episode of Raw. The crowd went nuts for Piper and Ric Flair, whereas Orndorff's arrival drew absolutely nothing from the fans. The poor guy spent close to a minute trying to whip up some kind of reaction out of them, but he got nothing. WWE's fault as much as anybody else's. This still hurt. Number 7, D'Lo Brown. I really do think D'Lo Brown was one of those wrestlers that never got his due. He was never going to be a main eventer, but he was invaluable as a member of any roster, and in the late 90s had that awesome entrance music too. He was great. That didn't stop him from getting released in 2003, but that's why it was exciting when in 2008 he was brought back to make a surprise appearance against then IC champ Santino Marella. Unfortunately, the fans just didn't give two hoots, I guess because they didn't know who he was. Had been 5 years after all. 6 months later and he was gone again, and for me, this was always a missed opportunity. Number 6, Eric Rowan. The vintner Eric Rowan suffered a torn rotator cuff in October 2016. Doomed to 7 months on the sidelines, he sat out much of the Bray Wyatt Randy Orton storyline before returning 2 nights after Orton beat Bray in what is one of the worst matches ever at WrestleMania 33. With Orton and Wyatt going at it in the ring, Rowan jumped the barricade, threw the WWE champion to ringside, and then pulled off his new steampunk themed mask to reveal his identity. Nobody made a peep. It probably didn't help it was obvious who this was, so the surprise was gone straight away, and also was just Eric Rowan, which isn't a bad thing. He's really good. It's not like WWE has treated him well over the years. People just rolled their eyes and moved on. Number 5, Tensai. This one is on WWE's shoulders because Tensai Tensai? What is this, 1985? No, no it's not. It's even worse because the real-life Matt Bloom had been tearing up in Japan after his original WWE run, so he should have been given the same opportunity here. Instead, yeah, he was called Tensai and debuted after weeks of vignettes that made it quite clear this gimmick was stupid. Surprise, surprise, the audience didn't care. It plummeted further because they did recognize who this was. They just chanted Albert and shaved your back at him for a while as they waited for the next segment to start. It ruined the character before it even begun. Before long, Tensai was in a joke tag team with Brodus Clay, who, never forget, was a dinosaur. Number 4, Christian. Beloved and underrated WWE legend, Christian left the company after declining a new contract offer in 2005. He jumped to TNA shortly afterwards and immediately became one of only a few ex-WWE stars to actually push the company forward. He kicked ass over there before leaving in 2008. He returned to WWE TV as part of the ECW brand, but despite Christian's undeniable popularity during the Attitude Era's heyday, the crowd response was muted. It did change as fans slowly re-warmed up to him, as they should have done to begin with, but the initial reaction was nothing to write home about. Bringing Christian back on Raw or SmackDown would have almost certainly done a bigger reaction. The same goes for entering him in the 2009 Raw Rumble. His run as ECW champion was good for the brand, but from Christian's standpoint, WWE didn't exactly maximize the first few months of that return. Number 3, Evolution. Evolution ruled WWE from 2003 to 2005, but inevitably collapsed when their respective egos could no longer exist. Randy Orton was the first to go, then Batista, before Triple H eventually turned on Ric Flair, bringing the group's dominant run to an official end. They came together for a single night in December 2007, but otherwise stayed dormant until April 2015 when the group was reunited. Daniel Bryan had just defeated all three at WrestleMania 30, so it made sense this trio became one once again. They attacked Bryan ahead of a title defense against Triple H later that night, but The Shield jumped the game during the bout, sowing the seeds for their return. The following week, The Shield were booked in an 11-on-3 handicap match, and when Evolution's theme hit across the PA system to underline they were back, surely it was going to get a monster reaction. Fortunately for them, it wasn't the big moment they were hoping for. The Alabama crowd either didn't remember the group or just didn't care, making this one of the most embarrassing comebacks of their respective careers. Number 2, Jake Roberts. Jake the Snake Roberts' complete lack of a pop during his old school Raw return on 6th of January 2014 was unforgivable. Here was one of the greatest heels of all time with an incredible real-life comeback story, making his first WWE appearance in 9 years, and the vast majority of the crowd probably didn't even know who he was. The Baltimore fans just didn't recognize how important of a moment this was, and while the announcers and Dean Ambrose marked out for it, most of the audience didn't. The pop was disappointing, but Jake was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame later that year. He gave one of the most rousing induction speeches ever at the ceremony, which more than makes up for the reception he received here on Raw. Despicable. Number 1, Brian Christopher. It's easy to forget how popular Too Cool were at the height of their power. Grandmaster Sexay, Scotty Too Hottie and Rikishi were over like Rover. Some of the reactions they got during the Attitude Era were ridiculous. Sexay returned to WWE television under his original ring name Brian Christopher as a one-off in 2011. He was used as part of the ongoing feud between his father Jerry Lawler and Michael Cole. And wasn't that great? The old Too Cool music hit and Brian strutted out onto the stage like the old Grandmaster. He danced his way down the ramp, probably hoping to draw some nostalgic cheers, but he was greeted by a wall of silence.
It was a bit of a disappointing day all around, because if you had experienced the way a crowd popped in the late 90s and early 2000s for him, it was something to look forward to on the card. Sadly, we'll never get a chance to rectify this, as Christopher passed away in 2018 in very tragic circumstances. Just goes to show that memories don't last forever, and really, that kind of sucks.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.